I can say the F word, which is fraud, which reporters don't often get to say. That Darius Anderson and Doug Boxer were found by a court to have defrauded the Federated Indians of the Great Rancheria here in Sonoma County. And I can say that because the Superior Court has, in a sense, certified the F word in this case. We actually found the court documents that told a tawdry tale of fraud and duplicity and behavior that is beyond the pale. Darius Anderson is one of the most powerful political figures in California. He's been leading Democratic Party fundraising and political consulting efforts for everybody from Willie Brown to Kamala Harris and Gavin Newsom and Jerry Brown and in between. And he's also one of the largest real estate developers in the state.
Let me interrupt and let's talk about at least one of the specific things that you mentioned, the fact that Darius Anderson and his partner arranged to buy some swampland, essentially, off of Highway 37, that they then turned around and sold to the Great Rancheria for a markup of about seven times what they had paid for it.
Well, what happened was that the Grayton tribe hired Darius Anderson's firm Platinum Advisors back in 2002 to help it navigate becoming a sovereign nation capable of generating its own self-sustaining business, which everybody knew was going to be a casino. Darius went behind the tribe's back and set up a separate corporation called Kenwood Investments No. 2 LLC with Doug Boxer. And he bought an option on 1,700 acres of protected wetland off of Highway 37 down by the bay. And then turned around and his platinum – and he bought it under using his corporate shell, Kenwood Investments No. 2. And then he turned around and his consulting company, Platinum Advisors – told the Grayton tribe that they should build their casino on this wetlands, which they owned. At the same time, he went behind the back of the tribe and without their permission or knowledge started issuing requests for proposals, which is requests for Las Vegas corporations to put in bids to be the managing director of the casino when it opened because the tribe needed somebody to run a casino for them. And he got responses from a number of Las Vegas gambling corporations and didn't tell the Grayton Tribal Council that he'd gotten the responses or that he'd issued the RFP. And the RFP called for him to be given a development fee, kind of a middleman's brokerage fee of around $10 million, and required the Las Vegas corporation to buy the wetlands from him.